This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
Especially the cops in Broward County, Florida. Especially Alan West, Republican congressman and teabagger from the 22nd Florida District. Oh yeah, they would like to rule the world. But not me. I am Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow, once again drafted into duty here this week at KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM San Diego, 99.5 FM Ridgecrest in China Lake, and of course, coast to coast and around the globe today, once again on KPFK.org. Drafted into duty to be your broadcast media. I will be joined momentarily by someone else in the broadcast media to talk about an extraordinary... Actually, no, I've changed my mind. Completely different show. We are going to spend the next 30 minutes discussing Barack Obama's birth certificate. That's it. We're going to look into every facet of the... All right, no, just kidding. In truth, the next 30 minutes, it is going to be all royal wedding all the time. Around the clock, we're not going to do that either. We're going to cover news that actually matters today, and I'm going to be joined momentarily by my freshly sprung jailbird friend, Nicole Sandler, who some of you folks may know. She's a progressive radio host. Sits in for Randy Rhodes, has her own radio show out of Florida. She spent the night in the Broward County Jail for having the temerity, mind you, to ask Congressman Alan West, or at least to try to ask Congressman Alan West a question last night at one of the teabag town halls down there in Fort Lauderdale. An amazing story. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I wanted to quickly update you on a story that we've been covering for the last couple of weeks. This Wisconsin Supreme Court election that became a proxy battle, a referendum for Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker's union-busting agenda down there. As you may recall, on election night, Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg had a 204-vote lead in this election. She is challenging the incumbent Justice David Prosser, who has promised to complement the Republican agenda out there in Wisconsin. He's been serving for 10 years. He would serve for another 10 years, depending on the results of this election that was held on April 5th, when Joanne Kloppenburg had a 204-vote lead, according to the unofficial results that night, the unofficial, unverified results from the paper ballots counted by machine. 2 days later, in Waukesha County, a woman by the name of Kathy Nicholas, the county clerk there, discovered that she had failed to report, as she tells us, 14,000 votes that ended up reversing the results, giving David Prosser a 7,500-vote lead. In the bargain, after all 72 counties were canvassed, they found out, in fact, that Prosser was said to be ahead by 7,316 votes, almost none of which were actually verified by human beings. They use paper ballots out there, but they run them through optical scan machines, and nobody bothers to check to make sure that they're accurate. And so in the bargain, with just 0.488% lead over Kloppenburg. Kloppenburg, last Wednesday, as we went to air on this very show, had decided to request a state-sponsored recount that she's entitled to because the margin is so close, under 0.5%. She also requested a special investigation into Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Nicholas, and her excuse for not reporting those numbers on election night, and as well past problems that Kathy Nicholas has had in her county in her elections, including keeping her election results only on a single computer inside her office that no one else can oversee. 20,000 more votes reported than actually ballots cast, supposedly, in 2006. One problem after another, and we should say Kathy Nicholas was a colleague of David Prosser's back when they both worked together in the Republican Assembly in Wisconsin. And back in 2002, as a matter of fact, Kathy Nicholas received immunity to testify against a whole bunch of folks that were brought to trial, some of whom were thrown in jail in the Republican caucus for using state resources for partisan gain. We have a detailed investigative report on Kathy Nicholas, David Prosser, Scott Walker, their connections to each other in this web, this hornet's nest of criminal corruption going back to at least 2002, over at bradblog.com this week, written by our legal affairs analyst Ernie Canning. You will want to check that out. Nonetheless, today the recount got underway. And, we're just beginning to get information out of this because the recount, there will be hand counts of paper ballots in just 31 of 72 counties, and not even all of those 31 counties, just parts of them, although Waukesha will be hand-counted completely, at least where there are paper ballots. We're obviously following that closely at bradblog.com. I'm in pretty close touch with the Kloppenburg campaign, and hopefully on next week's show, on Wednesday, we'll be covering this again, maybe with campaign manager Melissa Mullican, if we're lucky. But you can certainly follow that at bradblog.com as we keep our eyes on what may happen in this count and Joanne Kloppenburg's call to answer these questions that have arisen about this election, anomalies, not just in Waukesha, by the way, undervote rates that are difficult to explain in places like Milwaukee. And, of course, the gold standard of democracy is counting ballots in public, so that we don't have on election night, so that we don't have these kind of questions after elections. Maybe someday we'll get there. So we'll talk about that more next week. But we do have some breaking news today, tonight, overnight, an incredible story, frankly. We're going to be joined momentarily, as I said, by Nicole Sandler, who spent the night in the clink. An incredible story. She went to a town hall meeting last night for freshman Republican Congressman Alan West of the 22nd District in Florida. You may have heard these Republicans are getting a lot of blowback now for their vote recently to end Medicare as we know it. Alan West was to have been questioned about that last night, but suddenly he decided no more spoken questions. It was all going to be written questions, much to the chagrin of Nicole Sandler. We have a couple of sound clips, and then we'll go to Nicole. Let's go to clip number one here, just to give you an idea of some of the melee that broke out prior to the arrest of my guest, Nicole Sandler.
A lot of very nasty things that were said tonight. When you have people that incite the protests outside of your campaign headquarters,
how about bullets and
they call you a misogynist?
How about ballots and bullets?
And when you have someone that wants to be disruptive such as this,
I'm not being
disruptive.
How about our Medicare? This is true. And I just say, when you have people that want to be disruptive,
how about our
when you have individuals that want to mail a death threat letter to your office?
What's ballots and what?
Shut up!
This is
You're not going to intimidate me, said Congressman Alan West to the crowd. The question about ballots and bullets we'll get to in a little bit. We have a clip of where that comes from if you're not familiar with it. Fast forward now a few minutes, and one of those folks who was in the House was Nicole Sandler, who was asked to leave. She was shouted down by Alan West supporters. She was asked to leave on her way out. She was being escorted by a Broward County policeman, and here's a little bit of the exchange that happened after she was let out of the auditorium.
Oh, my God. I have witnesses here, right?
Very good. Do not turn around. Keep your hands behind your back.
Everybody getting this food? David, will you take my camera, please?
Yeah,
sir, stay over there, please.
Can I ask you what you're arresting her for?
Can I ask you what you are arresting her for?
Excuse me,
I want your hands off my bag. Please give it to
ma'am,
me. That's my boyfriend.
You don't have to say so right now.
Oh, I don't have to say so.
No, ma'am.
I hope there's media here and you're getting all of this. I'm a constituent of Congressman West, and I came to a town hall meeting where I thought you were allowed to have back and forth.
Why did you feel you had to interrupt him and be rude?
I wanted to ask a follow-up to his question. I wasn't being rude, sir.
Here, you were before he even answered the question. You were yelling out. And you're harassing his wife.
No, I wasn't. She was harassing me.
How so?
She grabbed my camera. I'm not talking about that.
Well, that continued to Broward County Jail, where Nicole Sandler ended up spending all night long in jail, 3 hours in solitary confinement as part of that jailing. She was then maced by prison guards all many hours after the $25 bond had already been posted. And I was alarmed when I woke up this morning. I had seen this video last night. I was alarmed when I woke up this morning to check into her radio show, which is at radioornot.com. I checked into SoFlo Radio, South Florida Radio, which also plays it, and I heard Dead Air for 2 hours. I was quite concerned. So radio talk show host heard, as I say, each weekday, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time at Radio or Not and SoFlo Radio. Nicole Sandler joins me. She's also the guest host for the nationally syndicated Randy Rhodes show. She is my colleague and my friend and apparently a mace-worthy jailbird. Hey, Nicole, welcome to KPFK.
Well, thank you. Hey, Brad. Hey, Los Angeles. I miss you.
Oh, man. Well, we miss you, too. And I was really missing you last night when I turned on the radio and I heard nothing but dead air. You were arrested, last night, 7:30 p.m. or so, Florida time. You were not released until noon today?
After 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. And what time was your bail posted?
2 a.m.,
At 2 a.m., your bail of $25 was posted, but you were not let go until 2 p.m. All right. Let's back up. What the hell happened here? What were you trying to ask, Nicole, that offensive they had to remove you from the room?
I'm glad you asked that, because there's some video that's been posted that from, I don't know, some right-winger who was following me around with that's my phone. Hold on. Who was following me around with a camera, as I was being escorted out. And the thing is, he didn't get the beginning of my question of Congressman West.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all that's been out there. Well, I had my little flip cam going
mm-hmm.
During this thing. And so here, I just posted it on my blog at radioornot.com, but here is what got me thrown out of the meeting. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go. It starts with, it was billed as a town hall meeting,
mm-hmm.
but a town hall meeting to me is when you constituents can go and converse with. Oh, hold on one second. Hey, Allison, it's live radio now. Will you answer the phone and talk to David and tell him I'm on the radio?
She's busy all of a sudden over there for some reason. Everyone wants to talk to Nicole. Okay, so, yeah, town hall where there's questions and answers, give and take between the congressman and the people. That all changed as of last night's town hall with Alan West.
Right, where he decided he wasn't going to let people actually ask him questions. Go out of the room.
Nicole, don't get arrested there again now. What?
I'm talking to my daughter.
I know you are. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Alan West decided, no, you're going to write your questions on a piece of paper, and our staffers will go through them and pick and choose, and I'll answer those questions. So no chance for interaction between congressmen and constituents,
right.
No back and forth, no follow-ups. Well, you know, Brad, you and I do talk radio. We ask follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
We ask tough questions, right? Okay, so here where the video starts, they get to the subject of Medicare.
Questions. About time.
The first one is from Angel, out of Broward, and her question is, please explain who and how Medicare will be affected with the budget cut.
Sure. The thing is, what we're looking at is we have to make Medicare sustainable for the future. If you're 55 years of age or older, there is no change in Medicare for you. If you are 54 and younger, you will see a different type of system. Everyone talks about, you know, this great, you know, congressional health care. What we're saying is we want to see all people in the United States of America be on that type of system.
Now, there's also a path
of prosperity that says that individuals, low income, will still be covered because we don't want to see people not be able to afford their health insurance. But this is the most important thing. We have to move away from the fee-for-service that we have in Medicare, which lends itself to a lot of fraud, a lot of waste, and a lot of abuse. We're talking about a defined contribution. We're talking about putting the American citizen in charge of their health care decisions. And we're talking about bringing in competition and free market solutions so that we can help the job.
No, you're talking about privatizing it. That's not competition. That's adding a profit motive to it. No, this is a town hall meeting. Wait a minute. It's a town hall meeting. He's back and forth. I want to know how a profit motive makes Medicare more efficient. How is a 75-year-old who's obese with high blood pressure going to get insurance? What?
So that's what got me thrown out.
Well, yeah, you know, I remember last summer when all of the teabaggers were out there at Democratic town hall meetings. And remember when they were shouting out questions and they got arrested, spent the night in jail and maced? Do you remember? No, I don't remember it either, Nicole. So that's what got you. So that alone, that question got you. Did they ask you politely to leave?
Yes, and I got up and I left. Now, you know what's interesting is my friend Got a Laugh, who runs the politicalcarnival.net, posted something that I had not yet seen. It is the complaint affidavit, the probable cause affidavit, written by this cop, the one who, in that other video you played, you heard me yelling at him, "Get your hands off of me."
Right.
Right? This is his description, and I just saw it a few minutes ago.
Okay.
He says, arrested was at a town hall meeting for Congressman West when she became very disruptive and loud interfacing with the meeting. Her behavior caused something of many of the audience members to enter into a verbal altercation with her that threatened to become, I think he wrote, physical.
Physical, okay.
Okay. I instructed defendant to leave the property no less than a dozen times. Defendant kept stopping, refusing to leave, which you can clearly hear in that other video. I'm saying, I'm leaving.
You can not only hear it, you can see it. And we have that video at bradblog.com. We've got a couple of videos showing that you were, in fact, trying to leave.
Continues, but as I attempted to something her out,
mm-hmm.
work her out to something her out, she became physically aggressive with this OPC, with this police officer, pushing me several times. Defendant was finally placed under arrest. Now, there's video of it. I never pushed him. I told him to take his hands off me. He was pushing me. That's why I told him to take his hands off me.
And he claims that you pushed him.
Yes, several times.
In a police report. What was the actual charge that you were arrested on, Nicole Sandler?
Trespass after warning.
Trespass after warning. So that would be, now he had moved his event to it was a private property. It was not at a public space. It was at a church.
It was at a big mega church, Brad. It was at the Calvary Chapel. And by the way, uh-huh. Congressman West was introduced by Pastor Bob, who this guy walked out on stage, and my boyfriend David was there with me. And the people in the crowd, it was a theater. It was a very beautiful theater. Started cheering, and we looked at each other like, "Who is this guy?" And some of the cult members that were there said, "Oh, that's Pastor Bob." And he proceeded to spend the next 10 minutes talking about how great Congressman Alan West is and how he endorses his candidacy. Oh, and he also asked the question. I know some of you are thinking, how do politics and religion work together? And I screamed out, they don't.
Nicole, this was, because we only got a few minutes here, this was the Calvary Chapel is actually a tax-exempt church, right, where this was held? This is a tax-exempt, the head of the tax-exempt church introducing Alan West and lauding him.
Thank him wholeheartedly.
Okay. Listen, were you going to this event to protest? Was that your point, to get arrested? Have you been arrested before, Nicole, for protesting at these things?
I've never been arrested. I've been to very few protests, actually. I'm somewhat of an activist in my show, but I don't do that. I've never been arrested before. And somebody asked me, did you go there intending to get arrested? Hell no. I didn't want to get arrested. I live in the district, which, by the way, Alan West doesn't.
Does not. I know, which we can't get into right now. But, yeah, so you were a constituent there trying to ask a question, and you were not trying to get arrested. And so what do you make of this, Nicole Sandler? Is this just the complete inverse of what we saw last summer when we had these incredibly rowdy right-wingers going to these Democratic town halls yelling and screaming and heckling and actually heckling versus asking questions? Are we going to see more of this? And would you recommend that progressives actually go to these meetings, go to the Republican town halls, and try to do what you do, even if they risk this kind of arrest?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, Alan West is having another town hall meeting tonight, and my boyfriend David went. I'm keeping an eye on my phone because I'm afraid I'm going to have to go bail him out of jail tomorrow.
And why were you maced in just the few minutes we have left here? What led to you being maced in prison this morning?
The guards at the Broward County Jail treat these people, inmates, who are not convicted of anything, mind you. These are people like me who were arrested and not yet arraigned, hadn't yet had a day in court, and they treated them worse than the mongrel at the pound. And we were locked mistakenly in a cell that was used as a storage room for these mattresses for over an hour. And when we were let out and I asked the guard, did you forget about us? He goes, yeah, that happened. And I said, I think you owe us an apology. Well, for that, he put me in solitary confinement for 3 hours in a little cell by yourself. Believe me, it plays tricks on your mind. It's not a good thing. After being awake all night in jail, I was not in a good place. And then when I asked him if I could come out, and he said no. And then the door opened, so I thought it was okay. And I went out, and he told me to get back in. And I said, please, sir. Please, I'm sorry, and he said, I'm telling you to get back in there. Are you disregarding my order? And I'm like, sir, please. And before I could even get it out, he's spraying mace in my eyes, in my mouth, and my hair, in my face. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
Nicole, were you physically aggressive towards this prison guard? Were you in any way threatening to the guard?
No. I was just like, please, can you not stick me back in there alone?
Well, you know, I mean, I know the question sounds funny to you, and it sounds funny to me too, because I know you, and I know, you know, you're not a, you know, great big aggressive person, even a small aggressive person. So, the notion that you should be maced in prison is rather extraordinary, and that is, I'll say, one place where your story, at least, differs from another that we covered, Nicole, and I don't know if you've gotten a look at this yet, at bradblog.com a couple of years ago, down there in Broward County, Ellen Brodsky. Do you happen to know Ellen Brodsky, Nicole?
Yeah, I know Ellen Brodsky.
Okay, she was the Broward County's first nonpartisan candidate for supervisor of elections back in 2008, and after that election, she was attempting to observe the counts in the election that she was in. Long story short, she too was hauled off by the Broward County Police. She was kept overnight, and I was actually looking at my reporting back from 2008 and 2009 on this. This is what we wrote, and the story I think will sound familiar to you, Nicole. She was charged at the time with disorderly conduct and trespassing, forced to spend the night in jail and not released until nearly 6 a.m. the next morning, even though her son had posted the required $25 bail for her by 8:30 p.m. on the evening of her arrest. So a very similar story, it sounds like, to yours, Nicole Sandler. Sounds like they got a problem down there in Broward County. But, boy, I'm glad you're okay. Oh, and by the way, Alan West tweeted earlier today, quote, "These town hall hecklers will continue to be removed if they try and cause problems. They can try all they want. They will lose every time," says Alan West. Nicole, where can people go to help you out in whatever legal fight you're going to be up against now?
Well, radioornot.com is my website. There is a donation button there, because I'm sure I'll have some attorney fees.
Yeah.
I don't know my court date yet, but it's coming up.
Stand up for the freedom and the liberty that the teabaggers pretend to give a damn about, and support Nicole Sandler, host of Radio or Not, where you can hear her every morning, 10 to noon Eastern. That's way too early out here on the West Coast. Nicole, stay out of trouble, my friend. Good talking to you, and I'm glad you're doing okay.
Thank you, Brad.
Get some rest. Oh, brother. Okay, we'll be back with you here next week with another Bradcast. Same Brad time, same Brad channel. We will continue to cover Nicole's story, the Wisconsin story, oh, and all kinds of other stories that I don't even know yet because they haven't even broken, but they will soon at bradblog.com. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. We'll have this show up tonight at bradblog.com and kpfk.org. I'm Brad Friedman. Good luck, America.
You've been listening to Brad Friedman here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. Become a member of your favorite radio station today. Log on to kpfk.org and click on the Support KPFK banner.